Okay.
So I call to order the first Otter Rock Water District budget meeting on 4/3/2025 at 6:06 p.m. I'm here, Beth,
Here.
Eileen,
Here.
Kelly,
Here.
Teresa.
Here.
All board members are present. And then we have Joni as the facilitator.
Here.
Pat Anderson.
Here.
Pat Murray.
Here.
Buck Boston.
Here.
And Kevin, I don't know your last name.
Azarello.
Okay.
Oh, my neighbor Kevin. Hi, Kevin.
Hi. Sorry, I just got in the house. I was driving, so I couldn't turn my camera on. I don't have a greatest background as the horsey. I got a wild animal
Yeah, is that a bobcat?
though. A couple little bobcats over
Very nice.
there.
Thank you. Welcome, Kevin.
Thank
All
you.
right.
Next on the agenda is the appointment of the budget committee and the facilitator by the board.
I make a motion that we appoint Buck Boston, Pat Anderson, and Pat Murray to the budget committee, and Joni DeMott as our facilitator.
I'll second. Did you say Kevin as well? No,
No.
he's no,
No,
okay.
he's a visitor, I think.
he's a
Okay,
visitor. I
gotcha.
don't think he's a registered voter here, so he couldn't be on the budget committee anyway.
Okay. Thank you.
So, Lisa, yes. Eileen?
Yes.
Kelly?
Yes.
Beth?
Yes.
Teresa?
Yes.
Motion passes.
Great.
Now, everyone on the budget committee gets to take a oath of office. So I'm just gonna say it, and then we all get to state our names and then recite this oath of office. Any questions?
Lisa, I'm going to assume that as facilitator, I'm not going to be a member, a formal member of this committee, correct? So I will not be taking the oath of office. If you would like me to, I will, but I just want a reading on it.
No,
Okay.
I think we're good.
Okay, thanks.
Unless someone else has.
No, you
Okay.
don't need to.
So I state your name.
I, Patricia Anderson.
I, Teresa Zawalski.
You can.
No, not you, Teresa.
Oh,
Just
we're just going to do one at a time.
It's the budget committee,
And you
so.
can all do
Oh,
it at the
yay,
same
yay. I
time.
was
And we
hoping,
can all do
but.
it at the same time. So, you know, you can
Okay,
have.
great. Okay. All
So
right.
I, and then
Go ahead, Pat Murray.
Buck, Pat, and Pat.
Hi, Pat Murray.
Okay, they all did.
Buck, are you gonna take this oath?
Yeah, he said he did say his name.
Nice.
Oh,
Yep.
sorry.
Okay.
I missed it.
Do you solemnly affirm?
I do
I
solemnly
solemnly
affirm
affirm
that I support this Constitution of the United States of America. That I
support the
support the
Constitution of the
Constitution of the
United
United
States of
States of
America
America and the Constitution of the State of Oregon
and the
and the
Constitution of the
Constitution
State
of
of
the State of
Oregon
Oregon
and the laws thereof and the laws
laws
thereof
thereof
and will faithfully and honorably discharge the duties
and
will
will faithfully
faithfully
and
and
honorably
honorably discharge the
discharge
duty.
the duties
as a fiscal year 2025 2026 budget committee member.
As
As
a
a
fiscal
fiscal
year
year 2025,
2026
2025
budget committee
budget committee
member
member
of the Otter Rock Water District.
of
of the
the
Otter
Otter
Rock
Rock Water
Water
District.
District.
Thank you very much. Next on the agenda is facilitator introduction to the group process.
No,
Joni. Oh, we need
Excuse
to vote,
me,
don't
point
we?
of order. Yeah, we need to produce the budget committee. Everyone needs to decide on a presiding officer.
That is correct.
So who wants to do it?
I nominate Joni to be presiding officer.
No, she can't be.
Can't
She's
be.
Not on
Why?
The budget committee.
I'm
She's a facilitator.
Oh, okay.
Thank you, Pat, but I can't. I cannot do it.
Unless
I nominate Buck in that case.
I nominate Pat Anderson, co-chair.
There's two nominations. It's just the person who will run the budget committee meetings. A lot of it's turned over to the budget officer. But Eileen, do you want to do it?
Yeah, I kind of thought that's what I was doing.
Yeah, I was going to nominate you, Eileen. So.
Oh, thanks,
Tracy. I second.
Okay, you don't second nominations, but. So we all need to vote then if there's no more nominations.
So I vote for Eileen. Eileen.
Everybody that votes for Eileen, raise their hand.
Oh, we have to have verbal. We have to have verbal
recorded,
because it's okay. Verbal.
So
because we're on Zoom.
Teresa, I vote for Eileen.
Hey.
Pat, hurry, I vote for Eileen.
Pat.
Good.
Anderson.
Eileen.
Buck.
Eileen.
Okay. Motion passes. Eileen, thank you for your service.
Such a willing heart.
I know. Okay. Sorry, I always skip that step and I don't know why. But next year you're gonna have to remind me to not to skip it, please. Okay, now we're on to the facilitator introduction to the group process.
Right. And then Eileen will be running the rest of the meeting. So Lisa, you don't have to.
So I'll take over. I'll take my little piece here. For the last couple of years, I've had this pleasure of being with this budget committee, and have served as a facilitator for the last couple of those years. And what we do together is our real point is we're trying to reach agreement on this the budget for this next year. And we will go through these meetings together. Eileen will be presiding officer, and I will try to get the group to come to some agreements there. We want to make sure that everyone is heard, and so it'll be my job to make sure that that happens in a nice, orderly way. And so the point is to reach agreement, and then we'll all participate in that. If you would pull out your ground rules for the budget committee meetings, Kevin, I'm sorry, I'm going to read the ground rules. At least you'll know what they are. I didn't know that you would be here, so I couldn't get you a piece of paper here, but let me read the ones that we've been operating with the last couple of years. And then at the end, I would like to hear from Pat Murray and Buck as new members of the budget committee, and see if you have any additional ground rules you'd like to add. And then we can take a look at that. The first one was that we would agree that our meetings will be a safe space to voice our opinions, and we will respect each other even when we disagree. So there's a respect is going to be paramount there. We will listen thoughtfully. We will keep in mind that we converse on Zoom, and this is very different than being together in the same room at the same time. So we need to be very aware of how each of us takes our turn to speak and then remembers to stop talking so that someone else can say what they need to say too. It's harder than it seems. We're going to raise a white card when we wish to speak, and you will, I think all of you will have a red card, yellow, green, and a white. And the white card is used when you want to say something, you want to participate in some way, raise the card so that I can see it. And then I will be calling on you in the order in which the cards were raised. So this is what how we would do that. We will be succinct and clear, and we will avoid talking too fast because it's particularly important on Zoom. And we will avoid using acronyms without first identifying what those words mean. And so we'll say it in full. So if you have an acronym that you begin to say, then you want to say exactly what those words mean. Those are the ground rules that we have been operating on with, and they've worked very well for us. And I want to know if either Pat or Buck have any additional rules that you found in the past in meetings that you think might be real helpful that will help us reach agreement on this budget. Buck? I know. I see Buck.
Yeah, I don't know if you mentioned this or not, but one topic, wrestle it to the ground and then move on instead of having in one person's conversation have two or three topics.
So one topic at a time?
Yes.
Okay. Is that okay if I just shorten that out to we will address one topic at a time?
That would be good, yeah.
Okay, so wrestling it to the ground is kind of an interesting way of thinking about that, but I will think about that too. Okay.
Sorry.
And are there, no, it was
kick good, it to the ground.
It's a good picture. Are there any others in your experience that you found helpful? No? Okay. Pat Murray, pardon me. Are there any ground rules that you've used in the past that you think are real helpful and that would be helpful to this group?
Not to add to this, I think it's great.
Okay. I will add this one topic. We will address one topic at a time. And I will get the ground rules back to you. So these ground rules will be used, and this is how I will be thinking about them as we do each of the meetings. The next piece I'd like to talk about has to do with, let's see, before I do that, one of the things that we talked about was, Lisa, sorry.
Kelly has her white flag up.
Oh, sorry. That's okay. See, the difficulty is if I look down here, I can't see up there.
Yeah.
So, it would be different, but yes, Kelly.
The only thing that I wanted to add was last year, I think it was part of the ground rules, was that we would try to keep the meeting at 1.5 hours,
yeah,
with the exception that if we just needed 15 more minutes to resolve something, we would do that.
Yeah.
Is that still current or?
Well, let's ask around. That was going to be my very next thing that we talked about, which is, so we're our minds are working together.
There you go.
Are you all comfortable with meeting for an hour and a half? And then if we need a couple extra minutes, we'll take them, but we'll try to stay within that. Could you give me a red, a yellow, or a green card? Okay, good. Eileen, are you a green? Thank you. Okay, great. So that was the very next thing we wanted to talk about to make sure. And I have my clock here, so I'll try to keep track of time. Although I got to make sure I don't miss anybody's white cards in the process. Let's take a look next at the colored cards.
White card.
Pardon?
White card.
Joni?
White card, yes. Teresa.
Beth doesn't have a video. How are you going to know her cards and her votes?
I guess that Beth, would you be willing to whistle? No.
Chat?
What would you like to do that would let us know that you want to speak?
Well, let's see. I have a little tiny bell here.
Well, okay. Or yeah, a bell would work. But also, Beth, if you want to, you can put it in chat and I'll monitor chat so Joni doesn't have to.
Well, yeah.
And then so I can raise whatever card that you want me to.
That would be good.
Is that preferable?
It would be easier.
If I can find the chat.
It's
on your computer. Okay. It should be on the bottom.
Yeah, I got it. Okay. It's showing up on my right side now.
Well, I'll do it anyway.
I will try that.
And you know what I'll attempt to do is I will try to remember to ask you. If I don't hear from you for a while, I'll ask and see whether or not you have anything to add and you want to bring anything up. Is that okay with you?
Sure.
Okay. All right. Any more cards before we go on? All right. Let's take a look. Oh, oops. Kevin, were you in it? Okay. Let's take a quick talk about the cards. You have a red card, yellow card, and a green card. And when we are going to be making a decision with the group, then I will call for a card. So if you agree, you raise your green card. If you agree in general, but you still have some issues that you want to talk through, then you raise a yellow card. And I will know that that's just a caution. Yes, you are okay with it, but you still want to talk about it a little bit more, not ready to go ahead. And if you do not agree with it, give me a red card. And then we will talk through how we can work it so that you can agree. Because that is what we're here to do, is to reach agreement. So the cards are real useful in that way. For those of you that have used these cards in the last couple of years, do you have any advice or thoughts about it? They work pretty well for us, I think. But it is hard, you know, to look down and to look up. I will pay more attention to that. Okay. Anything that the group would like to add about the facilitator's role? I'm not about a voting member. I will pay as much attention as I possibly can to your what I see on the screens. And if you're missing, if I'm missing something, you can already see what we do is just get my attention and then we'll go ahead. Anything there? Okay. Then at this point, I would like to pass to Eileen to read the budget message and to introduce the proposed budget for this following year.
Okay, hopefully everybody's had a chance to look at the budget message, but I think I'm obligated to actually read the whole thing. So here I go. So this is the Otter Rock Water District 2025-26 budget message for April 3rd, 2025. Budget Committee and Otter Rock Water Board. The purpose of the budget message is to highlight the major issues and changes and to discuss future projections for the fiscal year 2025-2026. The district is required to present a balanced budget for the upcoming fiscal year by June 30th of each year. The Budget Committee, consisting of up to 5 citizens and governing board members, needs to build and approve the budget for the district. During the budget process, the public is asked to comment on the proposed budget at two different times, once near the beginning and again at the end of the budget hearing. After the budget is approved by the budget committee, a budget hearing will be scheduled before final approval by the governing body, the Otter Rock Water District Board. In the last fiscal year, 2024-2025, the district recruited one new board member and is now operating with 5 members. We continue to have Northwest Natural Water, LLC, as our water operator. We have almost completed the meter installations for the community and hope to have the majority done by the end of the 2024-25 fiscal year. The System Development Fund and our treasury account continue to increase through dividends. We received an unexpected $50,000 grant from Lincoln County that will be used for engineering work on spring rehabilitation and the chlorination system.
Yeah.
An extensive survey process needed for mapping out our water system started in March by Civil West Engineering. The Business Oregon loan was finalized in 2024, and as of this writing, no funds have been used. We continue waiting on FEMA for a contract. All communications indicate this is still a viable grant. rates will increase for the 2025-26 fiscal year as per resolution 2024-26 passed on May 14th of 2024. The district will hold an initial hearing along with the budget hearing required on the approved budget, both as required by Oregon statutes. Knowing the age of our system, we anticipate the continuing need to budget for limited system repairs until the system can be rebuilt. The district has tentatively scheduled the budget hearing and final approval of the budget for June 25th at the latest. And then at the end of the message, I copied this from last year, and it's really just kind of a summary of the FEMA grant and the Business Oregon loan. So it's basically what was said last year. I don't know if you want me to read that as well.
Since people are not able to see necessarily, but that will be recorded, I think it'd be a good idea.
Okay. So the FEMA grant and the Business Oregon loan, a little history on our application with FEMA, the Federal Emergency Management Administration, in August of 2020, a disaster declaration was issued for Lincoln County, Oregon by the governor and president for wildfires in August and September. After a disaster, FEMA makes funds available for mitigation projects to eligible jurisdictions within counties in which the disasters were declared. Otter Rock Water District decided to pursue a FEMA post-disaster hazard mitigation grant to improve seismic resilience of critical water infrastructure within the Otter Rock Water District. The Otter Rock Water District requested Civil West Engineering provide a scope of work to prepare the necessary engineering, environmental, historical, and archaeological documents and cost estimates to develop the FEMA pre-application. A pre-application was submitted, and it was determined that under one of two open mitigation grant programs, the Otter Rock Water District qualified under Lincoln County Natural Hazards Mitigation Plan, specifically identified in County Goal Earthquake Number 2, identify, inventory, and retrofit critical facilities for seismic and tsunami rehabilitation. Because these improvements only represented a portion of the overall water system improvements necessary in the district, Civil West Engineering was also asked to help identify other funding for the overall system improvements. This is where Business Oregon comes into play through the Oregon Health Authority's Safe Drinking Water Revolving Loan Fund. This portion of the infrastructure project required some extensive work with Business Oregon. We were successful in securing the loan in early 2024. And that is the budget message.
Great. Any questions or issues? No. Okay.
Okay, so we move on to the committee discussion of the proposed budget. And I just want to make one comment, and it's Kevin, because you're not part of the budget committee, you kind of have to hold your comments until we get to the public hearing portion of this, which I will let you know when that part is coming up. So, okay. So anyways, has everybody looked at the proposed budget?
Okay. That's affirmative.
Yep, looks good.
All right. I'm not really sure what you want me to do here. Do we just want to start discussing it? Do you want me to kind of go through it first?
One of the things that I think what we had done in the past is start on page one and begin to, you know, if there are any questions that people have about any of the items that can come up, and they can ask them and get clarified with it. But also, do you want to just walk through it first and then come back and discuss? I think that we we've done it both ways and they've both been successful. So I think we should just start with page one.
Okay, I can kind of walk through it, Joni, and then we can kind of go back and so if you look at the proposed budget for 25-26, obviously it's April. These figures are still estimates because we aren't to the end of our fiscal year yet. So it's always a little bit of a guessing game. Some of the numbers are obviously easier to pin down than others. I think our income numbers are fairly accurate. We are sticking with a rate increase, which was already agreed to, so we really don't have to discuss that. So those figures are pretty spot on. If you get down to the fee portion of the income, you know, those are a little hit and miss, but they should be fairly accurate. And the dollar amounts are minimal. So if you go down from there and look at our expenses, our accounting CPA, we're going to make that at $15,000.
Pardon me, Eileen. We have a card with Teresa. Oops, I think you're muted.
Yep. I just have a quick question, Eileen. On page one, the SFR system improvement meters. What is that line item? It's 4020.2 residential water fees. So single family resident system improvement meters income. Is that an expected income from people moving in and getting meters installed?
No, that's part of the rate. That's just part of the rate. That's $85. That's $85 with $20 pulled out of it because of a resolution that was done years ago. And Beth can explain it a little bit differently.
Okay.
But it's part of the the base rate and the system improvement is $85.
Beth, do you have any comment that might help to clarify?
Well, yeah, it was from the rate increase years ago that was done to provide money mostly to install meters. And it's been split out in our accounting system that way ever since.
Okay, so it's the rate, it's a single family resident rate. Yeah. Doesn't change this year. It's going to be the 85 that we voted in before last year. But part of that just splits off specifically for improvements. In the past, it was mainly meters. Going forward, who knows?
Well, it was mainly meters, and to make up shortfalls in operating expenses at that time, it was
okay.
That's how where they came up with an additional $20.
Okay. So that basically is just still the same. If you put those two numbers together, that's our single family rate.
Yes.
By 80 times 85.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you.
Sorry, Teresa. I didn't explain that very well. It's the same on the commercial end of it too.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's just that it's split out. So.
Okay.
Kelly.
Yeah, I had a question about. Sorry, I have to use my extra eyeballs. The 55.5 resume service free. Last year it was 900. This year it's proposed to be 100. Why such a big decline?
Because it's never actually been an income source. It's always sat in the budget, but we've never billed anybody for it.
Okay.
It's a resume service fee. So if somebody turns their water off and they don't use it for a year.
Yeah, I know what it is.
Yeah.
I just wondered why it was.
We kind of looked at our community and realized there really isn't anybody that has their water turned off that needs it turned back on that would fall under this fee.
Right, and we felt it was overinflating our revenue.
Okay. Makes sense. Thank you so much.
Yep. Oh. Lisa.
No, Teresa was first.
Teresa?
Yeah, so basically the difference between 4055.5 and 4055.6 is resume service fees where the resident themselves have turned it off, and .6 is where they request that we turn it on and off.
Well, yes, kind of.
Okay, kind of, Beth?
Well, it means they haven't, they've been inactive. They haven't been paying. If they say, I want to cancel my water service, and then they come back 2 or 3 years later, it was to prevent people from, because we have so many part-time people saying, yeah, well, I'm going to leave for 6 months. I don't want to pay the water bill for six months when we still have to support the system with all those water connections.
Yep, got it. Yeah, we might want to raise that one. No, just kidding. That's good. That's
well,
good for
the fee is still 900. We're just saying the revenue from it, we just put 100 in it. So we have something in that.
Yeah, yeah. No, I got it. I just, that makes sense completely. I'm good with it.
Lisa?
So just to clarify, we are still, if someone decides tomorrow that they want to shut off their water, or, you know, in July, they want to shut off the water, we are still going to bill them whatever our yearly water usage. Okay, got it. Thank you.
Yeah.
And that's spelled out on the rate sheet.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. And the one below that, Teresa, just to clarify, that 300, that's if somebody calls and says they need their water turned off because they need to fix their pipes or something, and then have it turned back on.
Okay.
Right, and that's 75 for turn it off, 75 to turn it on, 150. So we're anticipating maybe a couple of those.
Got it.
The next year.
Yeah, this is, so I completely agree with your decisions to drop that 900 to 100. It makes total sense. We've never really done it. So why show that we have a, but you know, potential income when we don't?
Buck?
So it's based on an annual rate then for the 900. If you use the water for 3 months and you turn it off, you know, for 9 months, is it still another $900?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. Answer. It's like, don't try to not support the system, you know, we just, yeah.
Okay. Okay, Eileen, you want to continue?
Yep. So.
Oh, wait, excuse me. Kelly, was that just your.
I'm just doing my little eyeballs up and down.
No, your sheet of paper looked like a white
card. Oh, a white card?
Yeah, no. Sorry. Okay, Eileen.
Okay. So if we just look at the total income, you can see it's increased because the rate's increased. So it's very straightforward. If we go down to the expenses, the $15,000 for the accountant is, you know, because we're probably going to have a more extensive audit because of the funding, mm-hmm. that number is where it should be. Legal, you know, we dropped that down. Even with the contracts that they reviewed this year, we didn't get close to that 7,000. So we're thinking that the 4,500 is probably going to be sufficient.
Let me ask Teresa.
Yeah, so great. I mean, we just did get a letter from them saying their fees were increasing, right? Mm-hmm. So that's taken into account?
Yeah.
Okay, great.
So Teresa, yeah. I didn't look at how much their fees increased, but
$300 an hour. And 325 if it's a laborer.
We can look at it a little.
Yeah, so it's 300 to 325 an hour.
Right.
Okay. 125 for legal assistant and 150 or 175 for the person who's between the lawyer and the legal assistant.
Okay, thanks, Kelly. Okay, Moving on.
Kelly, do you have a question?
Yeah, I do have a question about the legal. Do you think that we might be needing to use them maybe a little bit more in the next year because we might have more contracts coming up? I don't know, because I don't know, but like, you know, if we get a separate project manager, there'll be a contract with that person. I'm just wondering if.
I can answer that if that's okay, because I don't anticipate construction starting until next year. So we'd be looking at that at, you know, the following year's budget.
And Kelly, so far this year, we've spent $2,400 on legal.
Mm-hmm. Since June or July.
Correct.
Fiscal year flipped over. Okay.
Yeah.
All right, thank you.
Pat Anderson.
I'm sorry to backtrack, but I'd like to ask about 4055.8 and 4055.9. On the previous page,
late.
The late fees. Can I get a rough idea of how many late payers we normally have?
One or two.
Okay.
One or two problem childs, Pat.
Yeah. Okay. That's
last P&L. Excuse me. I tried to do the white card in the chat, but it didn't work.
Oh, you sure did, Beth, twice. Sorry.
I think just jumping right in is just fine.
Okay.
We've just had a few of those. So it wasn't, again, it was, you know, we don't want to overestimate our revenue. We'd rather underestimate it, and vice versa, of course, with our expenses. But we just wanted to be careful there.
Is a late fee charged one time? Or what if somebody goes beyond 60 days? Are they going to get charged every month?
No, just refer to our rate chart. I think it explains it. If you're one month late, it's $10. If and then it goes to 2 months, it's $20. And if it goes to 3 months, we send you a shutoff notice. Supposedly. I mean, we work with people, but that's the idea.
And Pat, The people that I'm dealing with, I'm working with them because they are struggling. And it's such a minimal amount that I just feel that, you know, we push them a little bit and they get themselves paid up.
Reasonable, and I'm thank you for handling it that way. I'm just thinking of several years ago when we had some big offenders who never got penalized for anything. So thank you.
Yeah, and I think if you look at our history, look at the year before the late charges, if I look at the end of the year P&L and look at this year's, the late charges are decreasing. People are, you know, coming around and going, oh, I don't really want to pay all that extra. And I think it's working to discourage late payments.
Great.
Good. Good.
My bigger problem is everybody paying in advance. I've got all this money. So.
Elaine, you want to proceed?
Yes. Okay. Are we good on the income part and going down through the expenses? Let's see, building maintenance, we're leaving that at 2000. I don't, you know, I don't foresee any major projects at the little community center that need to be done. Other than we'd like to get an address put on the building, if somebody'd like to go ahead and do that. Maybe paint, you know, spruce it up a little bit. We've got a refrigerator now. Thank you, Joni.
Oh, it was a pleasure.
Okay. Payroll. You can see that that got lowered. I think I kind of over exaggerated payroll last year, thinking it was going to be a little bit more entailed than it is. So I dropped that down a little bit. There was the payroll processing fee. I just actually got an invoice and they increased it. So that dollar amount's going to change a little. Workers' comp is basically staying the same according to the email I got from SAFE. If you go through the office expenses, those are pretty much in, you know, we've actually lowered those from what they were.
Pardon me, Lisa?
It's Teresa.
Gosh, Teresa, you know, I cannot see your card well. I apologize. You want to go next? Lisa, were you getting me so you could do Teresa? Oh, you're sweet. Thank you. Teresa.
You're on mute.
I think you're on mute.
So is it unmute?
Yeah, thank you.
Very good. Okay, so I just want to be sure that you know, I'm glad that you clarified on the payroll that you had over budgeted for last year. I just want to make sure that this includes any potential rate increases. We talked a little bit about that on the board. So I want to make sure that this $7,200 includes that potential for hourly rate increase.
I think it will, Teresa.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Yeah, it's actually kind of inflated because at $20 an hour, that would be equivalent to 50 hours per month. And we're not getting close to that. So there's a cushion built in there, a pretty substantial cushion.
Yeah. That's all I wanted to be sure of.
Good.
And as long as I'm online here, we should note that we did finally get our new website bill and it will be $1,500 a year. So that's about twice what we've been paying.
Wow. Ooh. Ouch.
So that's 5,400.6.
Yes.
Instead of 756, it'll be 1,500.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Okay. Eileen.
We good? Okay. You beat me to that one, whoever said that. Bell. let's see. That's pretty much it for office expenses. Utilities, that's pretty straightforward. Engineering consulting, we just left it at 5,000.
What page are we on now?
We're on page 3.
Sorry, I'm looking at my spreadsheet, so it's not telling me what page we're on. So we're at 7,000.1, and that's engineering consulting, infrastructure repairs and maintenance. You know, Beth and I looked at that one. We kind of talked about it. We don't know if it's really.
I see.
You know, there's $500 posted to it right now. So,
Teresa.
Yeah, I think that's great. You know, I think as we do bring other consultants in, potentially for project management space, it's good to have that bucket. So I'm in complete agreement with that bucket and actually anticipate using it. Well, someone besides Civil West.
There's another bucket for our infrastructure stuff, Teresa. So this is kind of separate from that.
Yeah, this is for repairs and maintenance, not.
Yeah, this is basically if something like within the existing water system, if there was some engineering.
Okay. Yeah. Bring that to my mind. Bring that to my attention, please, when we get to that line item.
Sure.
Good.
Okay.
Lisa?
I'm glad we have that bucket because, you know, who knows what Chalet is going to do. You know, we don't know. So I'm glad we have that bucket just in case.
I think that's kind of why we left it there, Lisa, just because you just don't know. So, and then meter installations, like I was saying before the meeting started, we've got 7 left to do. There is all expectations it's going to be done this year, but we left a little buffer in there for that. And Beth, it looked like Beth wanted to say something. Beth, did you want to speak?
Well, yeah, we got actually 4 meters left to put in, but some of the holes still need filling on ones that Nate just got done down on C Street.
Okay, well, you told me 7 the other day.
Well, yeah, okay, I'm at 7 to finish, but yeah.
Three in the works. Okay, 2 we can't find. We've got the fire station.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And on the can't find, Heath just got a hold of me. The ground penetrating radar tomorrow, probably around 10 o'clock. For anybody who's curious or interested, he emailed me late today.
Okay.
All right.
Okay. And then continuing forward, water quality testing, that's pretty straightforward. We're waiting on Northwest Natural to get us a list of stuff that actually needs to be done this year. And they said they weren't going to have that information to us until a little later in April. So that's why that dollar amount is there like that. System repairs, we dropped that a little bit to 7,000. There again, that one's kind of a throw a dart because that's existing. You know, if we have something major break, that might not be enough. So tools and miscellaneous, we put 2,000 in there because we need a, we bought a wand so that we had 2 and then the old one broke. So now we're back to 1. And they're not cheap. They're $1,700. So that's that.
Yeah.
Water operation, basic system operations. Northwest Natural raised their rates a lot. So the basic monthly rate is now $1,962. So additional services.
Lisa?
I am guessing that they're going to raise it again. So we need to have a lot of cushion in there because I'm guessing they're going to, that's just a gut feeling. They're going to raise it again.
Next January.
Yes.
Yeah.
So it'll be on this budget.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we really didn't, Lisa. That's kind of a, you know, multiplied by 12. So.
Yeah,
I mean, so, I'm hoping that they don't raise it 20% again.
I suggest we put in a 30% buffer. I'm serious. I think until we figure what we're doing, I would rather have it overestimated than have us have a resolution because we didn't do enough for Highland. That's my suggestion.
Okay.
We can put that down as a note.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, good. All righty.
Additional services, water operations, you know, that's another one that's just kind of a you know, throw a dart.
Teresa?
So is that where ground maintenance is for like Jerry's doing the mowing and stuff like that? Is that in the additional services or is that somewhere else?
No. This is to Highland only.
Okay.
This is everything that's not covered in the base fee.
Okay.
And
fine. I didn't see anywhere where there was like ground maintenance in the budget.
That's under system repairs and maintenance contract labor. We do that independent. Highland's too costly.
Yeah. I don't have a problem not going through Highland to do that. I just didn't know where it landed in the budget and that it was taken into account. So that's why I was wondering.
Yeah, it's in 70-70 instead.
Okay, contract labor. Yep. Got it.
Well, okay. That's good to know because I think I posted it to building maintenance last time. So,
so. Well, it's close.
Okay, great. Thanks.
Okay. Thanks, Teresa.
Kelly,
I'm writing on my paper.
Okay, got it. Just checking. Okay.
All right. Well, we're almost done, you guys. Let's see. We've got. Let's see. We've got this EPA survey that we've got $0 in there. Beth, is that correct?
Well, we're hoping we get it done, but maybe we better put that $1,500 in again just in case. Because let's see, we're just starting April. We only have 41 previously installed meter locations for them to go out and do. And Curtis said they could do something like 6 to 8 an hour. So
Okay. They
should be able to do that in one day. They should.
Yeah, they should. They Sorry. Can't the whole lot, but okay. All right. So anyways, you guys, if you look at allocated expenses from last year to this year, it's almost $100,000 less. And the main reason for that is because we did all those meters this year, which was almost $100,000.
Bravo. Bravo.
What's not reflected in the, well, actually, never mind it, because it's not on this spreadsheet. So there's that.
Before you go ahead, let me ask Teresa, do you have a question?
Yeah, I just have a question or a comment. I'm not sure. You know, when we contract with Civil West to do the design, one of the things that's not included in that proposal, the cost of that work, is any environmental cultural assessments. So we certainly don't have any understanding of what that could be, but I just want to reiterate the potential value of having EPA or at least some kind of governmental assessments that might need to be done on the system before we start the rebuild project.
But it would be for the rebuild project, correct?
Yes, correct.
So we probably wouldn't be using general fund money for that.
Well, my point being, though, on that, Beth, is that that is not in the budget allocations that Civil West put together for the project. So it's not within the funds requested from Business Oregon. It's not within the funds requested from FEMA. So right. we would have to have it somewhere.
Okay. So if we continue down, if you just kind of, so right now we've got, if we look at, get my thoughts back here again.
Would it go under contingencies?
No, it's not going to go under contingencies. So if we look at transfer from the general to the reserve fund, we've got a really large number there that we need to kind of discuss, but I think it's going to entail a little bit longer discussion. And then you've got this total revenue, and then you've got unappropriated and unappropriated ending fund balance of 30,000. But then if you go down past that, Teresa, to the other funds, we've got the Lincoln County grant, and then we have the reserve fund, the system development fund, and then the Business Oregon and the capital improvement. So I think what you're, those expenses may fall under.
Yes, I would agree, Eileen. They could probably fall under a system development fund. So yes.
Okay.
I mean, but obviously it wouldn't be a line item for EPA assessments, but that money would be, clearly earmarked for doing the development of the system, and we'd have to do the surveys for the development of the system, so it would fall legally under those lines.
And if you look at the Lincoln County grant, there's a couple of expense line items there, planning and implementation, and then construction expense, and we could certainly add those
codes under system development. We could add them under those other funds as well.
Okay, great.
I haven't added them yet because we don't right. have funds. So, okay.
Yep, that's good.
Lisa.
My cautionary tale is pre-award costs. And if we don't get FEMA for whatever reason or whatever, you know, we can't. If we spend the money on Kevin, if FEMA takes like another year and we spend all the system and development charges on the FEMA development costs and we need money for the EPA, it's my cautionary tale that we should probably keep that in our back of our brains that, you know, we're going to have to suck it out of our reserve funds to pay for the EPA. That's my cautionary tale. I'm just cautionary tale.
Right. And that would be a totally legitimate use of our reserve funds. And we just have to do if it didn't exceed our entire budget, it would have to be a supplemental budget, but otherwise it might just be a transfer between funds.
And I think the other thing to keep in mind, you guys, is the fact that our general expenses are going to be a lot less because we've got these meters installed. I mean, we're looking at $126,000 that we could potentially transfer because we're going to keep these rate increases in place. So, I mean, unless something catastrophic happens, there's the potential to have, you know, a nice buffer, you know, hopefully to use to pay back these loans that we're going to be getting. But yeah.
Lisa?
It's also, I was regarding a cautionary tale again, when we do get the FEMA grant, we're going to have to pay cost share. So maybe if Business Oregon cannot fund the cost share, that money will have to be funneled back to support our cost share for FEMA. It's just all these things go in my brain every day. So there you go.
Right. But the one thing we were thinking is it's ridiculous to leave that in a checking account that doesn't earn any interest.
Correct.
Right. So we're looking at putting quite a bit. Now, we can't put that in right away either. It'll be maybe in installments throughout the year, but there's no reason to keep it in our general checking, and so to transfer it into the reserve, and we have multiple reasons we can use the reserve, so that was our idea.
Are you okay with that? Okay. I've got Teresa and Buck and Pat. So let's take Teresa.
Just a clarification, an acronym clarification. LGIP?
Local Government Investment Pool.
Oh, okay. So that's where the funds are sitting in that. Okay.
Yeah, that's our state. Our state accounts are called that. And okay. We used to just have the one, and now we have multiple ones.
Great, thanks.
Buck?
No, I was holding up my sheet of budget.
Oh, okay, good. Pat?
I'd like to go back to the wand issue. It seems like for about 5 years we've been trying to get a second wand.
No, 1 year.
It seems
when I was on the board, we were looking for another wand all the time.
Oh, okay.
And I would like us to have two wands go ahead and put it in the budget and have two that function.
That's why we put that in under the tools. That's exactly what we're in the process of getting another wand.
Oh, you are. Oh, yeah. I'm sorry. I did not hear you say that.
We ordered a second one and we got it. And then the first one died.
Yeah.
Well, so we started with one.
Yeah. We ordered the new one when the tip went out, it quit working. We got the new one in and it was just the tip and the main part of the wand, meter reading thing was still working, and then it just died. So we're going to order the rest of it to get two complete working ones.
Great.
Good.
Great. And I would like to know if the sinkhole on South Gladys Trail is going to affect us, the water district, in any way, since there appears to be a water line running right through the middle of that hole.
The one that's in the driveway there?
That's, yeah,
their water line.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure that's out of the right of way and on private property.
Oh yeah, I think it's on private property, but
right.
Okay. Just want to be sure that we're ready for something if we have to reroute water lines down to them.
Okay.
They'd need to repair their water line. We'd just shut it off at their meter.
Okay. Thank you.
And they have not asked us to do that yet, Pat. So I'm not sure why, but
Kelly?
Yeah, I'm just doing it's been a 1 hour time check.
I thought we would wait until about a quarter after seven, and then we'll give we can go to a public hearing and then come back to our evaluation or assessment of the new budget. Is that agreeable to everyone? We have gone through the 1 hour mark. Okay, are you all right with that? Anybody have any issues with it? Okay, I am watching the clock, and thank you very much, Kelly.
Yes, I won't do it then.
No, no, I'm really glad you did. Thank you. Eileen, can we go? It's 7:08 now. We have just a few more minutes. Maybe we can get through page four or so. But you're so close to this being finished.
I think we're pretty much finished. There again, some of these numbers are going to have to be refined. And like what Teresa just mentioned, as far as what isn't really budgeted for or in here anywhere, are these potential fees. And I don't know, maybe we need to get together on that, Teresa, a little bit. Other than that, if you look at the reserve fund, you look at the system development fund, those two funds, they're just sitting there. They're earning interest right now. The system development fund is probably going to be tapped into because we're going to use some of that money to help pay for this survey that we're doing. I just got an invoice from Civil West that I need to look at, because all of that money can't come out of the Lincoln County grant because of the way the grant is written. So that reserve, that system development fund, that dollar amount is going to decrease. And I just don't know how much. And I'm probably going to need a little bit of help with that from Teresa.
Okay.
Yeah. Other than that, the capital improvements business Oregon loan fund, we left it the same as we did last year. We haven't used that money yet. We haven't gotten any of that money yet. We're probably going to get a little bit of that money. And there again, those they're just, I don't know what those are. So, and then the FEMA, we just left that because we don't know.
We don't know.
So there you have it.
That's a great introduction to the proposed budget. That was great.
Yes.
All right. Might we move then to the public hearing? And Eileen, I'll pass back to you for that.
Okay.
And yeah, we can talk to Kevin.
Yeah. So any public comments, please speak up. And Kevin, if you want to speak, you're on mute.
Am I the public?
You are the public.
Yeah. Well, thanks for doing a great job, Eileen, explaining everything. I really just had kind of one question. What are the current loans we have?
The current loan that we have is through Business Oregon, and it's their water
their safe drinking water loan fund.
Loan fund, actually EPA money.
Go ahead, Beth.
It's actually derived from the EPA monies that they get. And it's our loan. What was the ending amount? We $2.4 million, but then there's several grants that will reduce that amount once it's completed. We don't have to use the whole thing. We'll be getting reimbursement as we send invoices to them.
And we don't start paying interest until 18 months after everything has been done.
Right.
And it's only got a 1% interest rate.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, we think so too.
Yeah.
We're disadvantaged.
Yeah.
That's the only question I had.
Thank you for being here.
And I'll, if the addresses can wait till I get there in May, I'll be more than happy to purchase some numbers there for the building.
Okay. That would be great.
Okay. So is that it for public comments? Is Kevin the only one that joined us?
Yes.
Okay. All right.
I'm the public.
No. further committee discussion if needed. I think we need to pick a new date for our next meeting. And anything else that anybody wants to talk about for the next few minutes.
Does it work for everyone to meet on Thursday evenings at 6? Any issues? Pat, you're on a holiday coming up, but not for a little while yet, right? Pat Anderson.
Oh, the first week in June, I'll be gone.
Oh, okay. All right.
But I can still participate.
Yeah,
I think if my grandkids will let me use their facilities and print things.
Good. Okay. Teresa.
Well, I'm just wondering what next meeting's agenda would be, because I feel like we're pretty close to done.
Well, we need some. Looks like we need some estimates for what we might need to spend out of the SDC.
Out of the what?
Development fund.
Okay. Eileen and I will get together and have some discussion.
And it appears that a couple of the items were going to be increased that we talked about earlier. And that would be nice to see on one document again.
Yeah.
Okay. Sounds good.
Anything else? Sorry, Eileen, I'm used to doing that.
That's okay. You know, if everybody's comfortable with the numbers that we've got on the budget right now, it might be best if we just hold off for a little while to get some better numbers towards the end of the year, the fiscal year, and maybe we could meet like towards the end of May.
Wow.
I mean, I don't know, you know, because.
Yeah, and remember that because we're not doing a rate increase, we don't need to do that 30-day notice before our hearing.
Okay.
And so we only need at least a 5-day notice for our final budget hearing. So we can work later on this and before we come up with the final numbers.
Okay. You know, the cash on hand, that number is kind of an estimate. So the closer we get to the end of the year, the closer I can get with a number that's a little bit more accurate. Teresa, I could really use some help on maybe some estimates on these funds and how much they're going to decrease. And then the only other thing is this transfer from the general to the reserve fund throughout the year. And if everybody's comfortable with that, then we'll just leave that one alone and use that as a target number. I don't think we can't transfer that into any of the other funds. I think it has to go into just the reserve fund. Is that correct, Beth?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Also, you suggested that that the website is going to be twice as much, so that probably is that number needs to be changed as well.
Yes.
Yeah, that'll be changing, and maybe a couple other things as we get closer, because we our payroll processing fee went up $5 a month, and there might be a few more little things that come in. Yeah. But I think we could really look at least 2 weeks, if not more, maybe even early April, or I mean early May, looking at meeting in early May.
Great.
Okay, but
yeah, go ahead, Kelly.
Also, I am in agreement with Lisa about increasing our estimate for what we're going to spend with Highland, because I do think that's going to bump that up. So we'll have 6 months of the existing fee, and then potentially 6 months of a rate increase fee.
Yep. All right. Let's take a look at our calendars and the first. Did you say the early May first part? April, May. So.
Okay, I gotta walk in another room.
May 8th is kind of on that front end.
How about Thursday.
Go ahead.
I'm sorry. How about the 16th?
Will that give everyone enough time?
16th of what?
Of May.
I think that's a Friday.
That would be a Friday, yeah.
How about the 15th?
15th. Is everyone good for the 15th of May?
Yeah, I don't have any conflict.
Wow.
Unless you want to do it sooner, the 8th.
I think Yep. Let's give me a card on the 15th of May, 6 o'clock, for our next meeting.
I'm green, but I'm in another room.
Okay, you're green.
I walked away from my cards.
Pat, are you on? Eileen, are you green? Okay, good. So let's meet again on the.
We got to hear from Beth.
I said, oh, I Beth. Was green. I'm green, yeah, green.
Yeah, I thought I heard her.
Teresa, did we see a green card from you? Okay. Yeah. And Pat? Okay. Okay.
Thank you, Pat. Thank you.
So the 15th of May.
All right.
And I'm thinking that the 15th of May we can kind of go over these numbers and if everything looks okay with everybody.
Yeah.
We won't have to have another one. I don't know how that works. How does that work, Beth? Do we have to have
if the budget committee approves the budget and does a vote on it, then we're done, and except for filling out that fun little form, LB1, and getting that all set up to post.
That one little form?
That one little form that's like...
One of the things that we have done in the past is I think all of us actually last year and the year before attended the public hearing, which is May 25th, is that correct?
No,
June 25th. So if you are interested, you might want to think about attending that on Zoom as well. It isn't required from
June
the budget.
25th would be a Wednesday. Did we really want to do it on a Wednesday?
It was on the projected. It was on the projected time frame.
It can be any time that last week in June, basically.
Okay, so should we move it to the 26th?
Or the 24th? I mean, people are used to Tuesday meetings usually.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
So
how about the 24th?
Okay. So that's something if you, you okay about moving? Teresa, do you feel like a green card? Great. And Pat Murray, are you a green card also? And Buck?
Yeah, he already held his up.
Yeah. I just want to make sure. Okay, good. Again, it's not a requirement for the budget committee members. It is for the board members, but not for the budget committee members. But it is nice to help support the board when they're having their public hearing. And we found it to be a very nice thing to do. So, all right.
It's a short meeting usually.
It usually is.
Because I must say, people comment if any.
Yeah.
I was going to say, Kevin will be there.
Kelly.
I'll be there.
Last year, this just seems too easy.
Well, it's just a really nice job on the part of the board getting ready for this. And also, like Beth was saying earlier, with the rates, or I think Eileen did too, with the rates already set, that was always a difficult thing to get through. And we had to talk long and hard about that. So there were many things that were settled last year that really helped us this year. Okay, Eileen, do you want to close? Or Pat, is that a white card?
Yes.
Okay.
The only reason this seems easy is because of all the hard work the five of you have put in.
Yes.
All year. Thank you.
Yes, Beth and Eileen.
Yep.
Well, of course.
All of us. You too, Kelly.
Yeah, thank you very much. All right. Eileen, I'll pass to you to adjourn.
Okay. Well, thank you, everybody. We will see you on the 15th of May.
Wow.
At 6 p.m. Okay.
7:23.
Nice job.
Thank you.
Okay. Bye. Bye, everybody. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.